At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bill does not like it, but it's going to be 95 degrees this weekend, which is really good tailgating weather, grilling weather.
That is grilling weather.
It's grilling weather,
score
Jay.
One smoking.
Score one.
You want to be the king of your tailgate this weekend?
Yes, it's grilling weather.
Why would you not go to score1smoking.com and get the brubs and sauces
for the
meats? That's a you problem.
It's a great tailgating game also. The 3 o'clock gives you time before. And then also, most people have their TV setups, and so you can watch games afterwards when it gets done, kind of relax. It's still going to be, in the 80s, if not when the sun's down. Yeah. It's score one.
Is it a good week of games? I haven't even really looked at the slate.
Incredible. When Nebraska plays in the middle of the day, I don't get to watch the early games. I don't get to watch the late games, so I don't even care.
I think it's incredible game shape, but it's not listed as incredible. It doesn't have the marquee matchups. But when you look at them, it's like, oh, yeah, that's really intriguing to watch.
Michigan-Illinois is one that...
Michigan-Washington.
Michigan.
Yeah. And Washington.
What is Michigan-Illinois? I thought that was this week.
Washington, by the way, is a 2.5-point favorite. At 3-2 against 10th ranked Michigan at home. Washington's favorite at home.
Is that right?
3-2 with losses to Wazoo and Rutgers. And Michigan comes in number 10, and they're an underdog on the road to Washington.
I don't know that I feel like Michigan's number 10 in the country.
Well, they're ranked 10th.
I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
They are, in fact, ranked 10th.
They are ranked 10th.
Yeah.
We can
confirm that. I'm with Schaaf, though. The 10th best team, I don't know.
Right.
They
have the number.
I don't think anybody right now is really jumping down one to play him either. I'll play him. Let's go. Easy.
Physical.
Pretty good.
Physical.
Pretty good.
Physical.
Yeah.
All right. Let's fire up Bill's Thrills on a Thursday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a cool parenting tips Thursday, right?
I appreciate the setup there, Jake.
You're welcome.
That very, very much. Cool parenting tips. Sip's going to lose his mind. Be cool like Kirby. Be cool like Kirby. Big moment. Everyone's watching. Kirby Smart's halftime interview down 30-7 was incredible.
Was it?
His interview was
very calm.
Need to get some stops. We need to be able to do this. We get our offense more chances on third down. We got to stay on the field. It wasn't because if you watch Kirby on the sidelines, he is wound up. When all of a sudden the mic was in front of him, and I'm telling you right now, I know Georgia in the last 48, they're 45-3. And all three losses, the only two losses prior to that when there were 47 games was to Alabama. That's it. So he's playing Alabama on the road, and he is getting embarrassed. It's 30-7. I mean, they are getting...
That's rough water.
And I don't care. Do you think the Georgia fans are all saying like, it's no big deal. We've won 40. We're winning at a 96% clip. It's not a big deal. No, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. There's a meltdown going on. Mm-hmm. There's pride in that. He was like this. Listen to him talk and listen to his voice. My point is right there.
Wow.
Like I said like that is that just when people are watching in the big moments, how people look at you. Mm-hmm. How calm are you during the panic time? And then
Kirby,
his post game interview was also remarkable. Talked about the locker room, bunch of kids hurting in there, bunch of kids that also they're galvanized how they play. They brought him back. I was watching the game again last night. It was the most remarkable comebacks I've ever seen. They were still down 18 with like 10 minutes to go, and they took the lead.
They did.
And they took the lead, then went back. And after they lost the lead, they went back right down the field again. I mean, there was times that sideline never flinched. It was remarkable to watch, to be able to see it. And then after the game, which it was filmed on someone's phone. No one's really filming it. He was at the tunnel meeting every player that came in. One guy had a towel over his head. He's like, no, take the towel off. Get your head up. We're fine. It was just how he handled his team when in the big moment. I'm just thinking of like what it'd be like to be a leader of a military unit when things are going, boy, you don't want that. That's not the time to panic like that. All the things Kirby's going on. And all I could think back was most likely he had incredible training. And from Saban, yeah. Incredible training in these moments. So we're still right there. Just remember, Saban even said, I think at halftime, oh, there's a lot of time left. It's 37. None of us thought that. This could be, they're going to score two more times. They're going to get beat by 18 points. They'll score a couple times here and there, but that's about it. But your tip to your kids when people are watching, when you're in the biggest moments, when the pressure is the highest, that's the time to try to do everything you can to be the coolest. And just watch Kirby stuff. Be cool like Kirby.
Yeah, that's a good. I mean, that's leadership. It don't get much better than Jimbo, but Kirby's probably better.
Is that right?
Yeah,
Jimbo's up there with you.
Yeah,
so you leadership went there.
Didn't see that.
Kirby's a leader. I mean, he's a leader of men. That's what he is. You don't build his record without being a great leader.
There was no meltdowns on that sideline. There was no helmet throwing.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. I didn't see this halftime interview.
I saw the quarterback, Beck, talking to his quarterback coach down 18, like 11 minutes ago. They just fumbled. Then you watch that game also. I watched the whole thing last night. And you watch it again. The game-ending situations, that one time it's like Alabama has a scoop and score off a fumble off of Beck. He's going to walk in the end zone. And he falls on the ball. And they go 3-and-out. And they go right down and score again. I mean, there's some things that would have happened.
Oh, yeah.
They need to get 6 more inches for a first down. The guy should have gotten it easily. Alabama should. Didn't get it. Mm. Boom. Punted it right down the field. But the sidelines were just like this. And it was cool to watch. It was cool to see.
Oh, it was.
It was cool to see the whole scenario play out in those big moments. And you saw it on the other side too. You didn't see DeBoer. No. He wasn't celebrating. He lost his mind on a bad PI call they missed before halftime, which cost him points. It cost him points. And he knew, we need more points.
Sure,
he's like, it wasn't like, we're fine. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Oh, no, we're not fine. It was a great lesson.
That is a great lesson. That's a good one, Bill.
Be cool like Kirby.
Be cool like Kirby.
Kirby's a dude. He's a dude. For sure.
Thank you, Bill.
And the SEC is where it's at. That's what that game reaffirmed.
Here's a text. From the text line, Sean in Omaha says, how would Jake do in that interview if he was down 30-7 at halftime?
That would not be good.
You couldn't put it on a camera.
I couldn't, but we couldn't. We would not.
Must watch.
If I'm the Keith man, we're going to, hey.
We'll just do.
We're going to move him along here.
Just can you find someone else? Is there someone else you can interview?
Let's talk to the athletic director.
If you reverse the, thoughts on it, would Jake have more emotion if his team was up 30-7 doing that interview where he's just like, screaming, let's go, come on. His arms are just flailing everywhere.
pointing. Yeah. Or one of these. I can't hear you.
He would be taunting the other. It would be amazing fear.
Oh, looking
in
over.
Both scenarios the would be up. Incredible.
Yeah. Imagine looking over at Georgia, giving the palms up as they walk off the field. How's it going over there, Georgia? What do you think? Oh, right. If he's on the other side, you imagine the meltdown. Burn it down. I'm boot. All of a sudden, Jake gets on there like that. Coach Sorensen, what do you think about how to get back in the game? Boo! And he'd boo his own team.
Boo my team.
He'd boo his own team. Burn it down. So he always tells us on the text line, burn it down. Seasons. Imagine Jake that game. They're both 3-0. Season's over.
I used to do a thing on social media because Jake was relatively reactive, and it was called Sorensen Watch.
Yeah, you did. What happened to
just insane? You know, like everything, and you just kind of move on from it. But you'd have these insane reactions to Nebraska basketball or football or the Dolphins, and it'd just be like Sorensen Watch. It's the most like insane comment of the second quarter that anyone could have. You don't even know who's going to win or lose the game at that point.
Oh, you get it. No one makes it quicker. Jake sent us a text. It was the second drive of the first game that Miami was done. Miami was done.
Not the game was so far.
It was the second drive of the season. He goes, "We're done. We stink."
I mean, and now they're 1-3. Overpaid. I look like I was a genius in that one.
Yeah.
Sorensen Watch. Sorensen that needs watch. To come back.
Those were good.
They were good.
That needs to come back.
That's where the infamous firing off Fred Hoiberg tweets came from.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Yes. Yes. Well, you wanted Fred gone?
No. No, I was happy to get Fred.
No, nah, this was when Hoiberg was
hired. They were euphoric.
This is a positive thing.
Gotcha. Euphoric, okay.
Yes.
Genghis on YouTube says, Jake would lose it. Here, talk to the ball boy instead.
Anyone. Just talk to anyone. If I'm Keith Mamler, I don't think we want to do this. I don't think we want to do this. This is not good.
Can you just go
imagine Jake. I got something to say. I got something to say.
I hope you wouldn't, please. Please don't.
Oh, God.
That would be good.
Both avenues like that.
All right.
Cool parenting tips.
Cool Kirby. Parenting tips. I got to bounce.
Bill's
cool
got to
like,
roll.
Cool like Kirby.
Yes.
Bill's got to roll. Thank you, Bill. That's sponsored by Mid Plains Advisors. Schaefer's going to be the lifeline.
Going to see McSafety.
Going to see McSafety. Go speak out there. So yes. We'll see you tomorrow, Bill. Okay. Give us a call right now. 464-568-5. Your chance to win a
Are
business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe Schaefer.
I got to bounce back. Last week was terrible.
It was. Not great.
Hey, today, what happened last week?
We got smoked. I couldn't come up with DeMarcus Ware, yes, I think.
Cowboys, yep. Giants trivia.
Yeah, and there was another one. Brandon Jacobs.
It surprised
me. Amani Toomer. We didn't Amani get any Toomer. Of these.
So. Yeah, you didn't get Tiki Barber.
Yeah, oh,
that was the
one. That was bad.
That was the one.
I said Brandon Jacobs. It was Tiki Barber.
So if you think you know your Bucks and Falcons all-time leaders, they're playing tonight on Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime. Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit on the call for that. Bucks, Falcons, all-time leaders.
No.
It'd be tough today. Let's see how this goes. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in trivia. Schaefer, the lifeline for one question today. You guys don't feel great about Bucks and Falcons all-time leaders?
Much though. Better about the Bucks than the Falcons.
Okay.
The Falcons is a traditional NFL franchise that they haven't had a lot of success, and you just don't hear much. I haven't followed them very closely over the years.
Schaefer?
I know about the Bucks well. I have a very good friend that's a huge Bucks fan, so that's a team that I end up following probably a little more closely.
The last great Falcon in my mind is Steve Bartkowski.
That was a long time ago.
Yes. Okay, well, there's been some Falcons since then that are probably better.
Okay.
Probably. Considering I don't know.
Who's Steve, a young
Steve Bartkowski?
Yeah, he was in the
set. He's a quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback. QB. I know the name.
There's definitely been better quarterbacks since Steve Bartkowski.
There have been, but it's okay. Brian, how do you feel about Bucks and Falcons all-time leaders today, Brian?
Oh, not very good. Anytime Schaefer's on, not very good.
Okay, don't feel that great about it. See how this goes. Brian is our contestant. Again, Schaefer, help her for one question for Sip. For one question. So, Brian, first question goes to you. Here we go. Julio Jones has the most receiving yards all time with the Falcons, but he is number two in receiving touchdowns with the franchise. Who is number one in Falcons history in touchdown receptions?
Oh, goodness gracious. That's way back in the day. I should know that, actually. Being 53 years old, a lot of that stuff has passed me by now.
Bye.
I'm gonna have to skip that.
Okay, it's gonna pass. I've always advised you, if you don't know it, don't take it.
It's like great tight ends.
Well, they've had one, but I don't think he would have been there long enough. I have a guess, but I don't feel so confident in it that we should go to -1 over.
Pass.
So. Okay, the answer would be Roddy White.
That was my guess. So
from okay. Remember his school?
UAB.
Nice. Schaefer, yeah. UAB.
No, yes. I know. I remember Roddy White really well. He's very, very good.
Receiver. Okay. All right. 0-0 ties. Tip. First question. Who is the Bucks all-time leader in receiving yards with 11,894 yards?
He's still playing?
Yes.
Mike Evans.
Brilliant. He didn't even need Schaefer on that one. Mike Evans is correct. 1-0 lead. Nice job. Yeah. Nice job. All right,
big man. He's a big man.
Brian, to tie it up, your last question, down 1-0. Who is the Bucs' all-time leader in passing yards with 19,737 yards and passing touchdowns with 121? This is for you, Brian. Bucs' all-time passing yardage and touchdown leader. Five, four, three, two, one.
Yeah, I don't have nothing.
No guess. All right.
Again, I have a guess, but I don't. It's not worth. You know, you're up 1-0. You might as well just get to the next question.
Next question.
What was your guess?
Jameis.
It was Jameis Winston. Yeah, so
my guesses are 2-0.
Okay, now this is where we have
to can't go -1 here.
We have to self-evaluate because I was going to say Jameis too.
Okay.
We probably should have just took it.
Was Jameis. Okay, but this is for the win.
Schaefer, we need to be more daring.
All right.
It's been true of my life for 36 years.
Sip, your last question for the win, up 1-0. What 1980s running back leads the Falcons in all-time rushing yards with 6,631 yards.
I got the last name. Can I just say the last name?
For it.
Anderson.
90s. That was 90s.
You were going for Jamal Anderson,
yes,
of course.
The dirty 90s. Bird.
No, it's not Jamal Anderson. You need to take this one, Brian. Who is that running back for the Falcons? Are you still there, Brian?
Johnson.
Johnson. The answer.
I'll take it.
Was Gerald Riggs.
Oh, yeah. We should have known that.
I wouldn't have known that.
You know that name?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Brian, we'll get you a bagel of coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
It was ugly, but it was a win.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I was fine. Brothers. Hey, I did have a question on the for Shane. What is the best run that Rutgers has?
Best run?
Because it seems to me the outside tackle run is their best run.
Oh, in terms of the best their play style. For them?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, for Rutgers, yeah.
I mean, if you block it up effectively, the outside power run like that is always going to be really, really good.
Yeah, that's what I've, when I watched the last couple games of them, that's the best run.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
He had a question about Rutgers in there, too. Huh. I like that.
Schematic question.
Probably the most that Nebraska fans have thought about Rutgers in their lifetime.
Rutgers is 0-6 against Nebraska all time. Yeah.
And pretty much all of those games have featured a Rutgers team that hasn't been very good. Maybe the 2022 year where Mickey was the interim coach and Bill
14-13 win.
Yeah, I mean, that might have been the best version of Rutgers. Nebraska.
I think psychologically it's good for Nebraska that Rutgers is being talked about, that they're 4-0.
Yeah, I agree.
As opposed to coming in here 2-2 and everybody saying, oh, it's just Rutgers, Nebraska should win. This is better for Nebraska.
This is a game where I feel like if Nebraska wins, they should get credit for this win. So far, we've been dismissive of every win they've had this season.
Yeah.
We were dismissive of their only loss, which I think is absurd because I think Illinois is a solid team.
Oh, yeah.
If Nebraska wins on Saturday, let's make a pact that they get credit for that win. Should we do that?
I can hear that. He'll make a pact.
I mean, if I were Rule, there would be some resentment in terms of we're 4-1, we lost in overtime to a good team.
And we didn't play well that night, and we still went to overtime and had a chance to win.
I'd have there'd be some resentment.
I agree with that.
I could never. I'd be such a petty head coach. I would petty.
What would I be?
I don't know.
Petty is one
You'd
word.
You'd be petulant.
Petulant, petty. Petulant. Be a lot of things. I want to get this.
Petulant.
I had a question. So tiebreaker. Can we do this real quick?
Yes, please.
Schaefer, you want this? No,
Schaefer. This is Schaefer. Okay.
How many rushing touchdowns? Rushing did Michael Vick have in 6 seasons with the Falcons?
Oh God, that's a good question. It's a good question. I have a number in my head. So
41.
The number was 42 in my head.
Well, you got to go over then.
Yeah, I'm going over.
He had 21.
Oh God, rushing, not that many
rushing.
I would have. But I still would have assumed that he'd have like 8 or 9 a year.
Yeah, 7
you would
a year.
Assume incorrectly. He just had 21.
Boy, he was
a joy
to watch.
I'm just watching that play against the Vikings on a loop.
Spins in there. Yeah.
Like the overtime run where he just goes for 60-some yards and breaks a tackle on every player on the field.
Vic was a pay-to-see guy. Yes. I pay-to-see him.
Absolutely.
I still don't know that there's another quarterback that has captured the position quite at that, the imagination of it. I mean, they're been better, lot better.
He was incredible.
He was must-watch TV.
Fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. God, I love Michael Vick. When we come back, the spillover with Schaefer next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.